CIPTU, the country's largest trade union, has said it can't support the government's new water charges regime. The union's president, Jack O'Connor, described the measures as regressive and said they would be joining with other unions and organisations to campaign against them. He's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel. Can I just correct what you've just said there? The precise mandate I have is set out in the last paragraph of the statement of the Executive Council of the 24th of November. You probably have it there in front of you.
I do.
But the mandate that I have is in the absence of a declaration by the government of its intention to provide every household with an adequate supply of water to meet all its domestic needs at no direct cost, while retaining a tariff on non-essential use only.
Right, and I think it's pretty fair to say that as things stand, you're unlikely to be getting that.
And to legislate for a referendum to prohibit privatisation, we will work with other trade unions and civil society organisations to achieve those objectives. So the mandate that I have from the Executive Council of the Union, which is democratically elected, is to talk to people in the trade union movement, irrespective of where they stand on the actual on the water charges issue, to see if we can get agreement on developing a campaign to ensure that everyone has an adequate supply of water to meet their needs at no direct cost.
All right.
And a referendum to insert a clause in the Constitution which would prohibit the future privatisation of the public water supply.
Okay.
That's my mandate.
You've made that clear. Now, you want a tariff, as you say, on non-essential use. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, the government has done the exact opposite to what we've been seeking for, we've been lobbying for the last year. We wanted a system whereby everyone would get all of the water they needed to meet all their normal domestic needs at no direct cost, and we saw that being done by a refundable tax credit. Now, we think actually that the government's conservation allowance is a better way, but it's not remotely adequate. The amount of money they're providing is not remotely adequate to cover the cost of people's normal domestic needs. So what we would have had is a system whereby people got all their normal domestic needs free, and then there was a charge for waste. The government is doing it the other way around.
Right,
you,
and how
you
then
pay
do
for
you
all
decide,
the water that you need.
How do you decide
what
is non-essential
being able to
use?
As much as you like without paying anything for it.
And under your proposed scheme then, how would it be decided what non-essential use constitutes?
Yeah, what we would envisage is that for this year, the incoming year, 2015, whenever it comes in, around the middle of the year or whenever, the social welfare conservation allowance would be set at a level that would be roughly 85% to 90% of the average use of water, because there is a certain proportion of water that is wasted. And then during the year, some organisation like the Consumer Agency, it's now part of, I think, the Competition Authority under a new name, but some organisation like that, that would be quite separate from Irish Water, would conduct surveys to establish what people, the amount of water people on average needed to have a shower every day and to meet their cooking, washing and sanitary needs. And in budget 2016, the conservation allowance would be set at that level, and meanwhile we'd have a referendum to prevent the future privatisation of the public water supply.
Okay, can I put it to you that as things stand, you're likely to get none of that? The government has said that any reasonable person would accept what it has put forward.
Well, I don't know what is likely to unfold. That's a matter ultimately for the government.
Well, the government has made it clear that it won't be changing again. It's already climbed down once. It's unlikely to do so again.
Yes, but we have a general election coming sometime between now and I think it's April of 2016, and there's a time for politics to influence what's going to happen. You see, the reality of it is that within 3 or 4 years, within the life of a government, it will be possible to redesignate Irish Water as a democratically controlled water authority or as a non-commercial semi-state company, and that would enable them to dispense with charges altogether without increasing taxes or cutting public spending if the projections for growth that are there at the present are realised.
Right.
And
can I just check something with you then, because we are a little bit tight on time. The protest on the 10th of next month, will CIPTU now be taking part in that?
Well, the Executive Council at its meeting on last Thursday and Friday didn't discuss that protest at all. This campaign is going to unfold as the as everybody who was party to the debate has is clearly understands it's going to unfold over the next year or so.
Right, and will you make a decision then before the 10th or not?
So what we concentrated on was our own policy, and our own policy is set out in the last paragraph of the statement, which has been twisted, misrepresented, misunderstood by all sorts of people. But my mandate is to talk to everybody about a formula which would provide everybody with an adequate supply of water to meet all their domestic needs at no direct cost, with a tariff on waste and a referendum to prevent the privatisation of water. And we can get agreement on that, we can work with lots of people.
Jack O'Connor of SIPTU, thank you for talking to us.